Mark Beckford's car careered into a ditch near Brenzett on August the 13th. He was losing consciousness when lorry driver Mike Scott noticed the car's rear end as he was driving past and called it into emergency services before going to assist himself. Mark is now recuperating. He spoke to me earlier from just outside his home and told me how lucky he feels to be alive.
It's been a struggle for the last 10 days, 12 days, but I'm still here, thank God.
What are your memories of what happened on that night?
The car spinning out of control, losing the back end of the car, it's spinning, and then ending out in a ditch, and how quick it filled up with water. After the front filled up with water, I managed to get to the back and find an air pocket.
I mean, that's the sort of stuff we see, don't we, on movies, the idea of being able to find that pocket that keeps you alive. And for you, just the sheer nature of the way the car went into the ditch, that was able to happen.
Yeah, I didn't know there was an air pocket there. I just tried to get out of the car. And I was panicking, obviously, because it filled up too quick with water. And you're trying to get out of the car. And I managed to find that bit of like breathing space, so to speak.
As the hours ticked by, did you have any idea how long you were there and what was going through your mind? How scared were you?
I can't say how scared I was on the radio. I was scared, but I didn't know how long I was there, how long I'd been there for. I don't remember being rescued or getting out of the car. My body had virtually shut down, obviously, being so cold.
When you now hear that you were in that ditch for more than 13 hours, what even goes through your mind?
I don't think it's sunk in yet. It hasn't sunk in yet. It really hasn't. Everything goes through your mind. Obviously, first and foremost is losing your family. I don't know, you just can't explain it. Until it happens, you just don't, it's one of them you can't explain.
And how has your family reacted to all of this? And they must have been so glad to see you alive.
Oh, yeah, definitely. My family have stuck by me, been there all the time. So, yeah, I can't fault anything, really.
And then, of course, there's this man who will always be part of your life now, Mike Scott, the lorry driver who spotted your upturned car. How do you feel about him?
Lifesaver. I'm going to meet him, hopefully, this month or next month, because he's moved to the Isle of Wight, so we're going to go and meet him there. Can't wait to meet him, really.
And how do you feel about getting into your car again, Mark?
I haven't got a car now. My car's written off. So, but I've been in a car. I just haven't driven yet. Let's just wait and see what happens when I do come to drive.
Mark, you've been absolutely wonderful. Thank you very much for doing that for us. Appreciate all the efforts you've gone through today and talking about it. All the very best. Thank you very much.
Thank you.